Doom do 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 doom do do. Happy holidays, plant people. Welcome to episode 41 of
Bloom and Grow Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Hi, plant friends. Oh boy, can you feel it? The holiday season is upon us. In New York, it's finally cold. It finally feels like fall. I'm finally starting to process the fact that we're moving into the holiday season. So as we slowly approach the holiday season, no matter what you celebrate or where you live, there's always something and someone to be thankful for this time of year. And although there's a big part of me that kind of just wishes that we were thankful and showed appreciation for the people we love every day of the year, it is nice to have the holiday season roll around and remind us that quality time with our family and sweet gestures of affection and appreciation can be really wonderful and give us all the warm and fuzzies. I also realize and want to recognize that the holidays can be super stressful for people, and gift buying can be really stressful. And that's okay too. That's part of the holiday season, and also a big part of why I am making this episode today. So in the last year of this podcast, and PS guys, I'm rounding into the 1 year anniversary of this podcast, which I cannot believe. But in the last year, I've been so lucky to have been introduced to so many amazing planty companies and the planty products they make for us to improve our urban jungles. And I decided I wanted to share with you my list of favorite things, the planty products that I have been loving lately and using lately, and the planty products I think would make great gift ideas for the season. So there are items on this list for the ultimate beginner that you might want to get to inspire someone, maybe like a former plant killer that you kind of want to encourage to try and be a plant person. And there are also items that could enhance any epic plant collection for any longtime plant person on this list. And let's be real, there might just be some inspiration for what your loved one and your family members and what your family friends might want to buy for you. So maybe you want to share this episode or the blog associated with this episode with your loved ones. So most importantly, I love that this is a gift guide. It's really fun. This is kind of a different type of episode than I've ever done before. But what I'm really excited about is that I just get to take some time to shine some light on companies in this planty community that I think are really cool and fighting the good fight and helping us become better plant people. That's what it's about. So here we go. So before we get started, this episode is a little bit different of a format, obviously, than other episodes. So a few housekeeping things. Number one, in my best effort to make it as concise and organized as possible, I broke the different products down into different planty categories. So they're going to be as following: planty jewelry, planty accessories, plant pins, planters, grow lights, books, and then just general places to get online plant gifts if you want to send actual plants. So the timestamps for each of these topics are going to be in the show notes in case you want to fast forward to any particular topic. So that's number one. Number two, normally the blog that's associated with the podcast has like photos of whatever I talk about and just brief show notes, but the blog for this episode is actually a full-blown blog that not only has the photos of all of the products we talk about, but my reviews, and also a lot of these companies amazingly are offering exclusive discounts to Bloom and Grow Radio listeners. So the links and the discount codes for all of those companies are going to live in the blog. I think me reading a lot of websites and confusing discount codes that are all kind of versions of each other for different companies is not going to be fun to listen to. So you can go to www.bloomandgrowradio.com/favorite things. That is where all of the discount codes, photos, info about the products will live for eternity. One last thing. Bloom and Grow Radio does have some affiliate partnerships with some of the companies that are being featured today. It just means that Bloom and Grow Radio gets a portion of the sale at no extra cost to you. It's a super awesome way to support the show. Bloom and Grow Radio is also an Amazon associate, which I'm sure a lot of plant influencers that you guys follow are Amazon associates. Amazon has a really cool partnership program where any Amazon links that I provide in the blog, if you guys make a purchase off of it, Amazon pays us an affiliate commission, and it keeps the show going. So if you want to support the show that way, head to the blog and make sure you're clicking those links and using those discount codes. Also, I intentionally chose not to sponsor this episode because I wanted to have complete freedom to just highlight and showcase whoever I wanted to. So this episode is brought to you by the very limited Bloom and Grow Radio merch that is out there right now. It's just two things. As you guys know, I made the Bloom and Grow Radio pop socket. I love people send me photos of how they're wearing their pop sockets. In case you're interested in getting one, you can head to the blog to get one, maybe request one for yourself for the holidays, or maybe get one as a stocking stuffer. I will say with the pop sockets, I didn't really understand why pop sockets were such a trend until I got one for myself. They really are so helpful, especially if you're on your phone a lot, like if you're on Instagram or if you're listening to a podcast while you're walking the streets of whatever city you live in. They really do provide extra stabilization while you hold your phone. And I'm a very clumsy person, so I will say my pop socket has actually really improved my life. And it's a fun way for you to just have plants on your phone, and then maybe someone sees the pop socket and says, hey, you like plants? And then you have a whole conversation. And I know that's actually happened to people, and I think that's really cool. And then I know that I'm late to the game with Planty Apparel. I have a vision of having a whole line of Bloom and Grow Radio t-shirts and mugs and cool sayings. I just honestly haven't really had the bandwidth to do it yet. So if anyone does that professionally and is interested in partnering, holla at me. Let me know. I'd love to talk about it. But people always ask me about my Keep Blooming, Keep Growing shirt that's in a lot of my photos on Instagram. I have arranged to have that available to you. So if you're interested, it's just one shirt. Sorry, my botanical bros. Right now, it's only for women. It's a V-neck, three-quarter length, super soft shirt that's kind of billowy and then kind of tapers down to your waist. And it has the three pots from the Bloom and Grow logo, and it says Keep Blooming and Keep Growing on it. And it's really sweet. And I wear it all the time because it's really cozy. So head to the blog if you're interested. Okay, on we go. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Okay, so first off, Planty jewelry. I have two pieces of Planty jewelry that I pretty much have not taken off since I've bought both pieces. I love the idea of Planty jewelry because it's one thing to have some sort of plant-related t-shirt. But I'm finding that this necklace and these earrings that I wear a lot are really fun ways for me to kind of bring my plant obsession with me as I leave my plants. And it's kind of subtle. It's not super in your face because both of the pieces I'm highlighting today are very dainty and delicate. And sometimes if you're not looking close enough, you can't even really tell that they're plant themed. But what's fun about both of these pieces is if you are a plant person, I have had several people know what they are and actually start conversations with me about plants, knowing, oh, your earrings are in the shape of a monstera, or oh, your necklace says plant lady. So first of the two pieces is my amazing rose gold plant lady necklace by a very sweet metalsmith called Allison. Her company is Avrocomi. You might know of the Plant Lady necklace because it was featured in a giveaway that I did last year. And the deal with this necklace, it's kind of a riff on a nameplate necklace. It's super dainty. It comes in silver, gold, or rose gold, and it has Plant Lady in script on a tiny, very delicate chain. And Allison was brought into this giveaway that I was a part of, and I was so obsessed with this necklace. I couldn't stop thinking about it to the point where 2 weeks later, I actually emailed Allison and was like, I need to buy the necklace from you. I can't stop thinking about it. And pretty much since the necklace landed on my doorstep, I've worn it everywhere. I like rose gold jewelry a lot. I almost exclusively wear rose gold. And it's just so fun. And I love kind of wearing it and having people kind of giving me like a double take and being like, wait, does your necklace say Plant Lady? I thought it was like a normal nameplate necklace. And I'm like, no, it says Plant Lady because I am a plant lady. It's just really fun. And Allison is awesome. She runs her own company. She hand makes every piece of jewelry that gets purchased on her website. She's amazing. And what's even more amazing is she is going to offer a whopping 20% discount to Bloom and Grow Radio listeners for this particular Plant Lady necklace. So the discount code to redeem it is on the blog, 20% off. And in addition to this amazing Plant Lady necklace, she actually has a whole botanically inspired section of jewelry on her website. She has monstera leaf everything, rings, necklaces, earrings, like everything, and they're all so beautiful and all handmade. I can't say enough lovely things about Allison and Abercrombies. So go check out her website, which is on the blog. My second plant-themed jewelry purchase was actually at Folia Collective in LA while I was visiting my plant friend in real life, Danae, who was also the guest on episode 4, How to Start a Plant Shop, if you guys listened to that episode, which was amazing. Danae is amazing. So when I showed up to Folia Collective to finally see the shop in person, Danae was wearing these adorable delicate gold earrings that looked like hoops, but they were actually in the shape of monstera leaves. And once again, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to have those earrings. I love larger earrings because I kind of have a shorter haircut. Anyway, since I got them at the store, I pretty much haven't taken them off. My plant lady necklace and my monstera leaf earrings, they're actually called the Plant Profile Earrings, and they're made exclusively for Folia Collective by this really cool company called Weekend LA. And the hoops are actually all asymmetrical because they're each hand formed by Weekend LA. And the cool thing with the earrings, like I said about the plant lady necklace, is from afar, a lot of my friends that aren't plant people compliment the earrings because they look really cool, but they don't know that they're monstera leaf. But once again, my plant friends all have noticed, oh, they're monstera leaf. So they just kind of look like really cool, funky earrings. Those earrings are sold on the Folia Collective website. And Danae is also offering a one-time 15% off coupon code for whatever you want off of the entire Folia Collective shop, website shop, which is pretty amazing because Folia has an amazingly curated online shop of pots and tons of planty accessories. So go ahead and visit the blog to get that discount code and the link for the earrings. And a rumor has it is that earrings are soon to be available in two different sizes, a larger monstera leaf hoop and a smaller one. So go check that out. So next category is planty accessories. And I have to say that my biggest pick of this entire episode, the planty product that I never knew I needed until I had it, and it's like totally changed my life, is the RT1 Home Repotting Tarp. Oh my gosh, friends, plant countrymen, this tarp is amazing. It's been such a game changer in my household. So what it is it's a water-resistant tarp that's small enough to fit on your countertop. And it rolls up like a teensy yoga mat and actually stores flat. So when you unroll it, it's a flat tarp, but it has snaps on the corners. And when you snap the corners up, it folds up into a box that you do your repotting in so your soil doesn't get everywhere. I can't tell you how many times Billy and I have gotten into arguments because I have to do all of our repotting on our kitchen counter because we have such a small apartment and the dirt ends up getting everywhere and he starts to get nervous. I mean, I get nervous too about like soil going everywhere, maybe getting into like little parts of our kitchen and then it's kind of all over the floor. This tarp has been such a godsend because since the sides flip up, when you're repotting, all the soil gets contained into the tarp and then you just unsnap the corners and fold the tarp in half and then just pour the soil either into the garbage, into your compost, or in back into your soil bag. It's been a major game changer. I really can't say enough good things about this product. It comes in black or white. I would recommend getting it in black because then you can't really see the soil, but it's super easy to wipe the soil off. Apparently, my friends that have it in white say that the soil still wipes off really well, but I chose black. And the fact that it just rolls up and stores, you could store it anywhere. Like it just like kind of lives in a tiny little corner of how flat it stores. The tarp is amazing. The company RT1 Home is also amazing. Rhiannon is the founder of it, and she's a plant mom that's running her business. She lives in Portland, Oregon, and most of her products are made stateside, which is also so cool, but she gets a lot of inspiration from Japanese gardening. And in addition to the tarp on her website, she has really beautiful gardening tools that are all Japanese inspired. So if you guys are into like beautiful tools, her website is another one to go take a look at. And she has also graciously offered us 15% off through the end of December. The code will be on the blog, as well as all the links to all of the things I just talked about. So the next plant accessories I want to talk about are watering cans. I have two watering cans I want to tell you about. Number one is the one that I use. I get so many compliments about it whenever I post about it online. So I figured I must share it with you guys. However, technically, it is not a watering can. It's actually a really fancy pour-over kettle called the Hario V60 Buono that Billy uses for coffee. But it's really cute. It's stainless steel. It has this really modern, sleek design and a really nice long spout. So I find watering cans in general that have the long spouts, I'm finding are much easier to water your plants with in case you have like a bushy foliage plant that you need to kind of get under those leaves, or if you have a small pot. So yeah, it's our coffee pour over and our watering can in our small apartment. It's always great if you can have something play two roles for you. And the link to the watering can is in the blog. So if you're interested, go take a look. The second watering can I wanted to let you guys know about is very intentionally created for the plant person by one of the best plant people I know, Daryl from Houseplant Journal, otherwise known as our amazing guest from episode 8 of Bloom and Grow Radio. So if you follow Daryl on Instagram or his blog, you will know that Daryl is a huge advocate for soil aeration. So Daryl very cleverly made a soil aerator and watering can in one. Go check out the photo on the blog. It'll probably be easier for you to see it than for me to demonstrate it. But Daryl's big thing is he says, water your plants because it doesn't rain in your house, and aerate your soil because there aren't insects in your house to aerate the soil for you. So the watering can is this super sexy. I mean, I think this is like the sexiest watering can I've ever seen. It's chrome, kind of like a matte chrome watering can. It has the skinny spout. It has a really pretty, really elegant handle that he's designed. And then it comes with a soil aerator that attaches to the can. So when you're going around watering your plants, if you notice one of your pots has, you know, that soil that we all know that gets so compact that needs to be broken up, you simply take your aerator out, break the soil up, and put it back. So Daryl provided me with a great resource to learn more about aeration. If you are interested, it's on the blog, as well as a photo of the can and the link to Daryl's shop on his website. So go check it out. And Daryl, so proud of you, so excited. You hear that slurping, plant friends? That is me on my dregs of my daily dose of greens, courtesy of today's sponsor, Equilibria. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. I always have loved green juice and greens powders. Obviously, I love plants. I love growing plants. I love eating plants. Plants are good for you. And I have tried most greens powders brands on the market, honestly, at this point. I have to say, I'm really loving the Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens. I might argue it's probably one of the best tasting greens powders I've ever had, and that says a lot because I've tried most of them. The Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens contains an immune antioxidant and detox blend, along with prebiotics, probiotics, and over 35 fruits and veggies. There's no way I'm eating 35 fruits and vegetables throughout the day, but I love that I'm getting little doses and the micronutrients that are in each of the different veggies and fruits, right? Plus, they're certified organic, which I love. A lot of the competitors are not. I just mix one scoop of the greens powder into my water every day, and I'm shocked at how delicious this powder tastes. It's kind of like apple juice. I started back on the greens powder bandwagon because this spring, in this like season of rejuvenation, I'm kind of rejuvenating, doing an overhaul of my health. I've returned to my workout routine. I'm getting in more sleep. I've recommitted to my morning practice, and I've made this Equilibria Nutri-Greens part of that morning practice, drinking the powder in water in the morning. Plus, I love a female-founded company, right? Don't we all? If you want to try this greens powder, Equilibria is hooking you up with 15% off. Head to myeq.com and use code BLOOM for 15% off Equilibria's daily Nutri-Greens and so many other different products on their website. That's myeq.com and use code BLOOM at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Moving on to another plant accessory that I have gotten so much joy out of, and actually was a Christmas gift from my brother last year, was my plant mister. I love that my brother got me this plant mister because my brother's not a plant person, but it was really sweet. When I unwrapped it from him. It showed that he's been really been listening to what I've been enjoying lately. So he got me this really sweet, very simple silver mister. It's not really silver. It's stainless steel. But I love, it's just like a really simple design. It fits into our kind of wood, iron, terracotta aesthetic. It kind of fits in anywhere. I know that misting your plants is kind of debated to how much it really affects your humidity. But I say I get a lot of joy from misting my plants. I think any added humidity is better than no humidity at all. So if you're interested in getting my mister, check out the blog. The link is right there. It'll take you right to the Amazon shop for it. For those of you who might be looking for a mister that's glass instead of metal, I also found this other mister on Amazon that I thought was really cool by this company called Purism. It's this circular water vessel that comes in all sorts of colored glass, and then the sprayer is brass. So if you have a certain design aesthetic and you want like a certain pop of color, I thought it was really cool that you could kind of just kind of pick the color of glass that you want. So there are two different misters, two different styles available for you on the blog, should you want to get a mister for someone. One more planty accessory that always brings a smile to my face when I see a photo of it on the internet. I had initially learned about it from Morgan from Planting Pink. There is this ceramicist. Her name is Krista, and she is behind the Instagram account and Etsy shop. Her name is Mud. She has a lot of really cool ceramics on her shop, but she, the thing that has always just made me giggle and make me want them so badly is she makes these things called plant pokes. Basically, what they are is they're tiny little porcelain medallions that she puts on bamboo sticks and has funny planty sayings on them. So one of the sayings says, "Don't be a prick." And another of the sayings is, it's not easy being green. And you stick these little medallions on sticks in your plants and pots, and they're just super adorable. So if you have someone in your life that maybe has a lot of plants and you don't necessarily want to buy them another plant or another pot, this could be a great stocking stuffer for a fun plant person. And also just like something fun to get for yourself because they're super affordable. So her link is also on the blog for your reference. All right. Now we move on to another category, something I didn't think I would really be into, but now that I've started growing my collection, I love is planty pins. So with these plant pins, much like my plant jewelry, I had a couple of people initially send me some pins, and then I started buying some pins from friends, and now I have this cute little assortment of plant pins on my backpack that I take everywhere around New York City. And I have to say, similar to the jewelry aspect of wearing something that you can kind of identify with your plant passion outside of your urban jungle apartment, it's just really fun. And like putting a little plant pin on like the lapel of your jean jacket, I know a lot of people do that. I mean, these, I feel like plant pins are very popular right now. They're just such a fun way to express yourself. And there are all of these artists that are making super interesting, different plant pins that are also clever and beautiful. And why not, like, create a little collection of them? The first one is Love and Paper New York. That's their Instagram handle too. The founder of Love and Paper New York actually was one of my first plant friends ever. I met her at the first Summer Rain Oaks plant swap I went to, and I was super shy about talking to people, and we kind of immediately connected. She is so sweet, and she has this awesome company, Love and Paper New York. They do actually a lot of different things. So you can go get your wedding invitations done, stationery. She makes really cute pins for like team bride, team groom, that stuff. But she's got an awesome collection of plant pins, and I have her plant mom pin, which is actually in the shape of a mister on my backpack, which I love. But she has a really beautiful Tillandsia, the Zero Graphica air plant. She has a really beautiful one of that. She has a Bird of Paradise one. Anyway, she does a great job, and I think she's really cool. So Love and Paper New York is her Instagram handle and her Etsy shop storefront, and all of the links to everything she does is in the blog, so go check her out because I think she's cool. Now, I think the most epic plant pin company is a company called Hemleva, which is owned by a wonderful plant mom named Samantha. You've probably seen Hemleva in different local plant shops because Samantha and Hemleva are kind of taking over the plant pin world by storm. I feel like every plant shop I go into, you see her really adorable packaging and all of her amazing plants. When you visit her website, you're going to realize she has a wide array of all sorts of different planty pins, from a rose gold saguaro cactus, which is so beautiful. I mean, I love anything rose gold, to a plant lady is the new cat lady pin. But my favorite collection of Samantha's is her culinary herb collection, because we all know how obsessed I am with herb gardens. If you know someone who loves their herb gardens, it's a series of five pins, and it's basil, mint, rosemary, lavender, and thyme. And all of her pins are just beautifully executed. The designs are so gorgeous. I would definitely recommend visiting her website. It's on the blog, and checking the photos out of her pins. Two other plant pins on my backpack I want to talk about. Folia Collective came up with this adorable idea called their Best Fronds pin set. So remember, like, friendship keychains and friendship necklaces? They made a set of friendship pins, Best Fronds. So cute. One of the pins is a Monstera Adansonii, and then the other pin is an Alocasia leaf. And you can get the pack and keep one of the pins for yourself and give one of the pins as a gift. How cute is that? Those are adorable. You can check a photo out of those pins on the blog as well, and their discount code for 15% off also applies to this. And then the last pin I want to give a shout out to, my plant BFF, Alessia from Apartment Botanist. You remember her from episode 36 on how to grow a large urban jungle in a small space. Alessia is an artist, and she designed a really beautiful Monstera pin, but it's called the Celestial Monstera pin, and it actually has, it's black and gold, it's beautiful quality, and it has all sorts of stars and constellations all over the Monstera, kind of off of the Thai constellation Monstera. It's so beautiful. She's restocking her Etsy shop soon, so check the blog for links to her Etsy shop. Okay, and now we move on to the next category, planters. So planters are kind of tough for me because I struggle to find affordable, really cute pots that have drainage. But I did want to highlight a couple of ceramicists that I'm really enjoying their work right now, and a really fun, innovative way to hang plants. So the first ceramicist I wanted to highlight is totally my new, like, artisan crush. Not gonna lie, like, I think I have a little crush on her and her work. And her name is Machiko Shimada. I recently discovered Machiko and her amazing pots in a new plant shop that opened up in Brooklyn called Tend. Hi, Joe from Tend. You're awesome, in Greenpoint. I'm so thankful he introduced me to Machiko. But after I got to know who Machiko was, I actually realized that Alessia had talked about Machiko's pots in episode 36. So when you go to her website, she has a gorgeous variety of pots and home goods on her website that she makes. But the pots that I am completely obsessed with are the ones that she makes out of terracotta. And those are also the ones that Alessia had. So as I mentioned before, I'm moving towards only getting pots with drainage holes, but I'm also moving towards the terracotta look because I just like kind of having a more unified look. I was kind of inspired after my conversation with Hilton Carter on the podcast to get more of a unified look for my pots. And terracotta is a porous material. It helps the soil dry out. It's really good to have your plants in, especially when your plants are indoors. Machiko's work with terracotta is so beautiful, and it's so much more than your basic triangular terracotta pot you buy for like $3 at the garden center. Her designs are sleek, they're minimalist, they're almost delicate. You really just have to look at her website to see what I'm talking about. But I am slowly, I bought one of her pots, and then I actually went back the next week and bought two more of her pots because I just love them so much. And I was actually able, after I bought these pots and kind of realized how in love with Machiko's work I was able to touch base with her. And she is offering a 15% discount to Bloom and Grow Radio listeners to start bringing some of her work into your homes as well. So you can find that discount code and links to her website on my blog. Also, a thing with her discount code expires in mid-November. So if you are interested in redeeming it, make sure you go to the blog this week and check out her website and see what you want to bring home with you. Another artisan that I was actually tipped off about by a listener, so thank you so much, is Melissa from the company Muddy Heart. She's another one-woman show that's running her ceramicist company. I specifically found Muddy Heart because a listener was asking for more mid-century modern style planters, and another listener responded with the link to this particular planter that Muddy Heart makes. You can check out the photos on the blog. She hand makes each planter and each stand. The stands are made out of wood. The pots are super sleek, super awesome. And the coolest thing that I think Melissa offers is you can choose on her website whether or not you want a drainage hole or not. So whether or not you want to do like a cash pot inside of a larger pot with no drainage, or actually have her hand make the drainage hole for you. I think that is so cool. Melissa, keep doing what you're doing. Melissa is also offering us 10% off of our purchase plus a surprise plant-related gift with your purchase. Her discount code is also on the blog, so go check it out. The last company that I wanted to feature, just because I think they're so cool and I think it's such a cool concept for people who maybe already have their basic plant routine down and their basic plant collection and maybe are aspiring to have a living wall like me, like I really, now that I have my plants that have taken up all of the surfaces of my home, I'm like, okay, it's time for a living wall. Wally Grow nails living walls. So Wally Grow is an awesome company. They make planters and pockets specifically for living walls that are all sustainably sourced, and they're all made from 100% recycled plastic. This company is majorly committed to sustainability, which I think is so cool. And when you order the pockets, they come with everything you need to attach the planters to the wall safely. And the assembly seems very easy. I'm in the process of getting a living wall set up. I don't have it yet, but I know a lot of people who use them. And I mean, how dreamy would it be to wake up to a wall of plants? I know that I'm going to do the wall of plants in my living room, which I'm really excited about. But also, that would make such a cool gift, like a pack of four or eight Wally Grow planters to give to a friend and maybe give some plants, maybe give some cuttings of your own plants to start their plant wall. I think that would make the coolest gift. And Wally Grow is offering 20% off of your purchase for the holidays with the code that you can find on the blog for the show. So check that out. Moving right along, on to the grow light section of this episode. This is not going to be new information for anyone that has listened to any of my grow light episodes. I'm very vocal about two companies that I'm absolutely obsessed with. If you're new to the show, I have three grow lights in my apartment because the way my apartment is designed, I'm lucky I have southern facing windows, but my kitchen, my bathroom, and my living space is pretty low light because I only have windows in one section of my apartment. So I have three grow lights set up in my apartment, which I love, by two different companies who I have an ongoing discount code set up with. So the first two lights that I have set up are by an awesome company called Modern Sprout. I have their grow house, which is almost kind of like a terrarium meets a greenhouse meets a really beautiful bronze and glass structure that looks like art that you can put plants in. I have their grow house in my kitchen. It's super easy. My kitchen is like pretty much no light. There's no windows in my kitchen, and I wanted to grow herbs in it. So I grew herbs this summer in my grow house. I'll probably do it again this winter. It's so sleek. It's so beautiful. And then I installed their grow bar, which is basically an LED panel strip that comes with attachments that I installed in my bookshelf. So I actually took all of the books out of one shelf on my bookshelf and I turned it into like a little urban oasis of plants. I have a little time-lapse video of the assembly on the blog if you're interested in seeing how I did that. It makes for the ultimate shelfie ever. Both of these lights are amazing. I can't say enough awesome things about Modern Sprout. I really love them. My plants are so happy under both of these lights. And the thing I love about both of these lights is they have three different settings with three different timers. So I set the timer and just forget about it. Like I never have to turn the light on or turn the light off. It just goes on and off every day. All I have to do is remember to water my plants, and I know that they're getting awesome amounts of lights. And the lights actually turn on and off in a way that mimics dawn and dusk. So it kind of like turns on slowly and turns off slowly to replicate outside for your plants. How intentional and thoughtful is that? So ModSprout is offering you guys 10% off. with my discount code. It's on the blog. The other grow light that I have is in the Fiala Morrissey citrus grove corner of my apartment. As we know, my indoor citrus plants, Lemony Snicket, my Meyer lemon tree, and Limey, my Bear's lime tree, are my pride and joy of my plant collection. And they thrive under my Soltech Solution 40 watt light. I love the guys at Soltech Solutions. I love what they're doing at Soltech Solutions. They're just an awesome company. The light is so sleek. It's so modern, so minimalist. It comes in black or white. I see a lot of people on the internet doing white lights that actually kind of disappear into their white walls, which I think looks so sleek and modern. I have the black one, and what I actually did on New Year's last year, I macrame'd the entire cord to make it look a little more bohemian, and it looks really cool. It made me really happy. So, can't say enough about Soltech. If you're looking for a modern light, it really just looks like a normal light fixture. Billy and I use it like our living room light. It just looks like a super sleek, awesome light fixture. It also comes with its own timer that you can set down to the half hour. So you could set it to run for like 11 and a half hours. It's awesome. So Billy and I set it to go from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. We use it like a normal light. And when the light goes off at 10 p.m., it's also kind of nice on its timer. It's nice because it's like, okay, it's 10 o'clock. Time to start to get ready to go to sleep. You've actually, if you listen to my episode with Alessia, episode 36, the Soltech light timer actually turned the light off in the middle of our interview, which I left in the interview because I thought it was very funny. Anyway, Soltech Solutions is offering 15% off to Bloom and Grow listeners with my discount code that you can find on the blog if you're interested in learning more. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test. Because, plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results. Take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test. Because, plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results. All right, we're moving right along. We're almost done. Books are always an awesome gift to give people for the holiday season. They're also an awesome way to continue growing, blooming and growing your knowledge of plants. I recently wrote a blog of my favorite books in my first year of being a plant lady, what I read. So it went from the first plant book I ever cracked open, the first piece of plant information I ever learned, and went all the way through the really intense botany scientific book that I'm kind of reading and rereading because it's so amazing, but also like so deep into botany that it's taking me a while to kind of process all of the information that I'm reading. It also has like one of my most favorite books I think I've ever read in my life, which is this amazing whimsical informative historical book that talks about the history of citrus in Italy. But it's like part cookbook, part history book, part botany book. It's like one of the most interesting books I've ever read. If you know a plant person that has literally everything, I bet they don't have that book. And it would be a great gift because a plant person would really like that gift. So if you're interested in my review of those, my first general first year books, you can check that blog out at bloomandgrowradio.com/books. There's a ton of stuff. There's literally a book in there for everything, including the children's book that I read with one of my favorite two-year-olds that's all about growing plants and the changing of the seasons. I've actually read from it on this podcast before. Three books that aren't on that blog that I just wanted to give a shout out to. I wanted to give a huge congratulations to Morgan and Erin of Houseplant Club for the launch of their book, How to Raise a Plant and Make It Love You Back. Morgan was on episode 15 of the show. Erin was on episode 16 of the show. And they actually announced that they wrote a book on Bloom and Grow Radio. That was like their announcement to the world. And now the book is published. And it is amazing. It would make the most perfect gift, perfect stocking stuffer. It's a perfect coffee table book. The photos are gorgeous. These women just did such an amazing job on the book. I'm so proud of them. The photography is amazing, but the layouts of the topics are also amazing. They cover all the basics with like necessary tools, pest control, watering practices, but they also dive into vacation plant care, really fun DIY tutorials, and then they do profiles of their favorite plants. They even have like a little mention about like plant shelfie styling. They really covered everything. I really couldn't be prouder of these girls. I'm so happy for them. So if you're interested in getting that book, you can go ahead and click to the link on the blog. Another book that I got my hands on recently, if you listen to episode 12 of Bloom and Grow Radio, which is everything you need to know about indoor lighting, and you want to learn more, I would suggest Gardening Under Lights by Leslie Halleck. She breaks down everything you need to know about grow lights in the most digestible way. This book is awesome. Leslie's actually going to be on the show in December to talk about how to measure natural light in our apartment, which I'm really excited about. She's actually given me a lot of homework that I have to do for the interview this month. So if you're interested in learning more about that, go check it out on the blog. And then one more book by a recent guest that's worth mentioning. It's actually only available for pre-order right now. But if you're interested in pre-ordering the Boys with Plants book, Scott was on the show for the Monstera 101 episode. He's amazing. He's in Australia. And his book, Boys with Plants book, which is just chock full of boys with plants, just all sorts of boys and all their plants. It's available for pre-order through the link on my blog. So check it out. Whew. Wow, I have never talked this much on an episode before. My plant side chats are always like 12 minutes long. And my episodes are normally my guest talking. This is funny for me to just hear my own voice talking so much in this episode. I hope you guys are enjoying my reviews of all this stuff. We're in our final category, which is just my favorite resources for sending actual plants. I love sending plants as gifts all year round. I think they're such a fun gift to send, but especially for the holidays. So here are some of the resources that I know and love. And in advance, I'm sorry, my international listeners, I know you, I love you, I see you. I'm sorry if some of these, some of the following companies don't ship to you yet, but know that I love you. So first off, if you are interested in getting yourself or a friend a citrus tree for the holidays, we know that I love Via Citrus. Lemony Snicket, my Meyer lemon tree, is from Via Citrus. He's living in the citrus grove with Limey over there under my Soltech light. Everybody who listens to the show knows that I love growing citrus indoors. I think it's so fun. It's so interesting to watch these small little blossoms, which, by the way, smell amazing, open up into fruit, and you watch the fruit grow and you harvest the fruit, and it's just so cool. It's just like my number one favorite thing about having plants inside. So if you're interested, episode 29 of the show, I have M.I. Gardner on the show, and we talk about all things growing citrus indoors, if you want to learn more. But if you're interested in gifting a citrus tree, I would highly recommend sending it from Via Citrus. They're awesome guys. They grow all of their trees in Florida right now. They have a very clever way of shipping it. The box that they ship it in is like very intentional, very easy to open, very easy to assemble. And right now they're offering Meyer lemon, lime, and calamondin trees. I would just say with this, if you are sending the tree to someone on the East Coast, I would just be careful with ordering in wintertime, because that tree is really going to have an adjustment period coming from Florida into your house. So when I had my citrus trees, both of them went through significant leaf drop when they adjusted to my house. So if you're going to go the citrus route, totally do it. I also think it could be a really cool gift package to do a citrus tree with a Soltech light, but that's another story for another day. Just know that your tree is probably going to go through a pretty big transition, and sometimes with the citrus trees, they do drop their leaves, but they will grow them back. Via Citrus has extended a 15% discount to Bloom and Grow Radio listeners because they're awesome, so you can go check out that discount code and the link on the blog. So next up, if you are interested in empowering someone to grow their own food this holiday season, we all know I am very passionate about that. I think sending a package from Gardenuity, who was the sponsor of Bloom and Grow Radio in September — they're not sponsoring this episode right now, I just really like them, I think they're really cool — package from Gardenuity would be amazing. As you guys know, if you listen to any of those episodes, they have a matchmaking system that matches you and your zip code with the plants that are perfectly suited for your zone. So maybe you know someone that wants to grow their own food but has never picked the right stuff for their zone. You could get them a package from Gardenuity and let them put in their zip code and pick the plants that make the most sense for them at that moment. I love Gardenuity, and they have extended the original offer that they offered for the month that they sponsored the show. If you use a discount code at checkout, you get a free garden-inspired gourmet salt with whatever purchase you make. Next up, I've talked about Folia Collective a lot in this episode, and that's really just because I'm a big fan of them and I'm a big customer of theirs. I've mentioned the earrings, I've mentioned the pins, but their online shop is really just beautifully curated. They don't sell plants on their online shop, but they sell pots and they sell a lot of planty accessories. There's a lot of gift inspiration on that online shop. So I would say go check it out. And Folia Collective is offering a one-time 15% off coupon code to Bloom and Grow Radio listeners exclusively, which is super generous. So you can head over to the blog to find the code and the links. Another Californian plant shop with an awesome online shop I wanted to mention were my friends at Peep. You'll remember the owner of Peep, McKenna, was the guest on episode 14, all about the Pilea peperomioides, or the friendship plant. So what I love about Peep is their online shop. They do sell plants. I have shipped plants from Peep before that have arrived in great condition. They always have really interesting plants on their site, and they also have seasonal rotations of plants on their site, which I really love. I've just always found like really fun gifts of plants to send people on their site. But a product I really love is inspired off of the Pilea Peperomioides friendship story, and it's a friendship kit. So it's created to help people share their Pilea pups. Because obviously, if you listen to episode 14, it's called the friendship plant because you can harvest the pups so easy. So the kit comes with 3 terracotta pots, potting medium, scissors to properly harvest the pups, instructions teaching you how to root the pups, and then little bags to gift wrap the potted pups up so you can share your pups with your friends. It's just the most adorable concept. Like, they seriously have thought of everything. The packaging is adorable. So a really cute gift could be a Pilea plant and then the Pilea friendship kit for someone who you know would really get joy out of sharing their pups. I recently just used the kit to take my pups apart. I've sent them all to giveaway winners that I've owed Pileas too. And the process was just super fun. And it also taught me how to actually propagate the Pilea cuttings in water, which was a step I didn't know you had to do. So if you're interested on getting the kit or getting an interesting plant from Peep, they are also offering us 10% off with a discount code that you can get on my blog. And I would definitely recommend checking out their site and seeing what they're selling. And last but not least, we all know My Love Runs Deep for The Sill, which is a plant shop based out of New York that ships nationwide. I'm sure you have maybe heard Chris, the plant scientist from The Sill, who's been on episodes 2, Top 5 Houseplants for Beginner, episode 12, Indoor Grow Lights, episode 18, Prepping Your Plants for Spring, episode 30, Orchid 101, and then episode 38, Prepping Your Plants for Winter. Chris is the best. But The Sill really knows how to ship plants. The quality of their plants is great. They also have a really awesome selection of pots on their website. And in addition to that, they also have a plant subscription service, which could be a really fun gift. So check them out as well. All right, plant friends, those are my favorite things as of now. I hope that you got some inspiration, whether it was for a gift for a plant person in your life or maybe inspiration for something you might want that you might want to pass this episode and blog off to someone in your life to learn a little thing or two about what they should buy you. All these products have helped me bloom and grow my urban jungle and have brought me joy, and I hope they do the same to you and yours. Just as a reminder, the blog's website is bloomandgrowradio.com/favorite things. So that's the URL for the blog, and it's in the show notes. So just go click on over to get all of those amazing discount codes and links and photos. One other thing, there won't be an episode next week, but then the following month and a half is chock full of such awesome episodes. I don't want to spoil what they are because I like the topics to come as a surprise to you guys, but I am super proud of some of these interviews and planty chats, and I cannot wait to bring them to you. So until then, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and stress-free kickoff to your holiday season and that you keep blooming and keep growing. Plant friends, thank you so much for tuning in today. If you like what you heard, make sure you are subscribed to the show so you never miss an episode. And while you're making sure you're subscribed, why don't you head on over to the review section of whatever podcast player you're tuning into and leave us a review. I would greatly appreciate it. If you want to join the Bloom and Grow Garden Club, head over to bloomandgrowradio.com/garden-club to join the planty fun. When you join, you get a free download of the Keep Blooming print that Molly Mansfield made exclusively for us, and you will also get an email with the password to the private Facebook group, which is what I like to call the plantiest corner of the internet. It is pretty amazing. For behind-the-scenes scoop, plant tips I learn along the way, and sneak peeks of future episodes, follow me on Instagram at @bloomandgrowradio. And plant friends, I'm here for you. So drop me a line if you have an idea for an episode, live event, or maybe if you're a planty business looking to sponsor the show. I'm always here to help you keep blooming and keep growing. Mm-hmm. Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, Plant Friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up so you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test. Because, plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about five key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right house plants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.